Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on Jacked Breaks Intro Shape System with Breakbeat Surgery. If you're into drum and bass, jungle, or anything with that raw rolling drum energy, this one is all about building a DJ-friendly intro that actually works in a real mix. We're not just making a loop sound cool, we're shaping a break so it grows, breathes, and leads cleanly into a drop. The big idea is simple. We start with one breakbeat, slice it up, reshape it, and turn it into a proper intro tool. By the end, you should have a section that feels tight, mixable, and full of movement, but still clear enough for a DJ to ride under another track. Now, when I say shape system, I mean think in energy blocks. Don't think of the intro as one repeated loop. Think of it as a small journey. First it sets the vibe, then it opens up, then it gets more pressure, then it gives you that final push into the drop. That's the whole game. First thing, choose the right break. For this style, you want something with attitude. Amen style, think style, funky drummer style, or any raw vinyl break with character works great. You want clear kick and snare hits, some ghost notes, and a bit of grit. Don't pick something too polished. For drum and bass, a little mess and movement is part of the magic. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Drag the break into your arrangement and warp it if needed. If the sample is long, that's totally fine. We're going to slice it anyway. Before we chop, do a little cleanup. Put EQ8 on the break and gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it feels muddy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, tame some of the high end around 4 to 8K Hz. Then, if the break feels wide or facey, use utility to keep it in mono or narrow it down a bit. You're not trying to destroy the break yet. You're just getting it ready for surgery. And that's the perfect way to think about this next step, breakbeat surgery. In Ableton Live 12, a really nice beginner-friendly way to do this is to right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transients as the slicing preset, and Ableton will build a drum rack from your break. Now each slice is on a pad, and you can trigger them like drums. If you prefer a simpler setup, you can also drop the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and play the slices from MIDI notes. Either way works. Drum rack gives you a nice hands-on workflow, especially if you're just learning. Now let's build the intro shape. Start with the first four bars as your foundation. This is the part that needs to feel stable and mixable. Keep the break filtered a bit. Keep it roomy and don't overcomplicate it. You want enough drum energy to feel like DNB, but you also want space. That space is what makes it usable for a DJ mix. A good starting point is a simple kick on the downbeat, and a snare on 2 and 4, then a few break slices around those hits to keep the original groove alive. Use the MIDI editor to play some ghost notes, hats, or little extra slices, but don't go wild yet. The first bar should establish the pattern. The second bar can repeat it with a tiny variation. The third bar can add one extra hit, and the fourth bar can end with a small fill or pickup. That little bit of variation matters a lot. If every bar is identical, the intro feels like a loop. If one thing changes each phrase, it starts feeling like an arrangement. This is where breakbeat surgery gets fun. Try a few classic moves. Reverse a slice before a snare, repeat one hit in a quick stutter, leave a gap where the break would normally hit, or shift a ghost note slightly late for a swing. Just remember the rule, one surgery move per bar at first. If you do too much, too soon, the break loses its identity. A great trick is to keep the core kick and snare pattern strong while adding the edits on top. That way, the groove still feels like a performance, not a chopped up puzzle. Now let's shape the energy over time. For bars 1 through 4, keep it simple and filtered. For bars 5 through 8, open the filter a little, maybe add a couple of extra ghost notes or a snare pickup. For bars 9 through 12, bring in more tension with stutters, reverse hits, or a stronger edit pattern. Then for bars 13 through 16, strip it back slightly and build into the final fill. That final section is where you prepare the drop. This is what makes the intro feel like it's going somewhere. It's not just drums for 16 bars. It's a curve. On the break bus, a stock Ableton chain can do a lot of heavy lifting. EQ8 first, then auto filter for the intro movement, then drum bus for some weight and attack, then saturator for subtle edge, then glue compressor if you want the whole thing to stick together a bit more. Finish with utility, so you can keep the low end centered and control width if needed. Use those tools gently. Especially on a break intro, too much processing can flatten the character. You want crack, push, and attitude, not mush. Automation is what turns the loop into the arrangement. Slowly open the auto filter over the course of the intro. Bring the drive up a little as the section gets more intense. Maybe add a little more reverb or delay on select hits, but don't drown the drums. In drum and bass, especially for a DJ tool, the intro should feel spacious but still tight. And that's a key point here. This lesson is not just about making something sound cool in solo. It has to work in a mix. That means clear phrasing, predictable snare placement, and no unnecessary low-end clutter. If your intro feels clear at low volume, that's a really good sign. It means the rhythm is solid and the structure is readable. When you get to the last two bars before the drop, make them dangerous. This is where you can do a snare roll, a reverse tail, a tiny 1/32 stutter, or a short silence before the impact. That little gap can make the drop hit way harder than just slamming everything at full volume. Don't be afraid of space. In DNB, space can be savage. A good arrangement for a DJ tool might be 8 bars of break intro, then a few bars of atmosphere or texture, then the final fill, then the drop. Keep the phrasing obvious. Keep the low end clean. Leave room for the next tune to blend in if needed. A few common mistakes to avoid: too many slices too early, overprocessing the break, making the intro too busy, or quantizing every hit so hard that the swing disappears. Jungle and DNB live in that human feel. So if a couple of ghost notes sit a little late, that's not a problem. That can actually be the vibe. Here are a few extra pro moves. If the break feels thin, layer a quiet top texture underneath it, like vinyl noise, a shaker loop, or a subtle rim click pattern, and high pass it heavily. If you want more grit without crushing the main break, duplicate the track and distort the duplicate, then blend it quietly under the clean one. If the stereo image feels too wide, keep the kick and low percussion mono and only widen the top texture. And if you want more drama, use sends for delay or reverb throws on only a few select hits, not the whole loop. A really useful workflow is to resample your intro once it works. Render 4 or 8 bars to audio. That makes arrangement easier, saves CPU, and gives you more control over transitions. A lot of the time, committing to audio helps the track feel more solid. Here's a simple practice exercise. Pick one break, slice it to a MIDI track, build a basic 4-bar loop with kick, snare, and a few ghost hits. Duplicate that across 16 bars. Then change one thing every 4 bars. Keep the first section filtered and simple. Add a couple ghost notes in the next section. Then add a reverse hit and a stutter. Finish with a fill and an open filter into the drop. Put EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, and utility on the break bus. Automate the filter opening across the whole intro. Then render it and listen back on headphones and speakers. If you want to level up further, try making 3 versions from the same break. One clean DJ intro, one edited energy intro, and one aggressive tension intro. Keep them all between 8 and 16 bars, and give each one a different energy curve. That's a great way to train your ear and learn how much movement is enough. So the main takeaway is this: a jacked break intro is not just chop drums. It's a shape system. Start with a strong break, slice it cleanly, keep the groove human, and build energy in clear steps. Use surgery sparingly. Use automation with purpose. And always think about how the intro will mix into the next part of the tune. That's how you turn one break into a Reval DNB intro tool. If you want, next I can turn this into a bar-by-bar Ableton project script, or I can do a follow-up lesson on making the matching drop and bass line.